At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm super excited to have Ian Hunter and Jamie Conrad, co-chairs of the 2023-2024 Leadership Butler County class. Ian and Jamie, welcome to the show.
Nice to be back, Seth.
So much.
You bet. Well, guys, you know, I'm a former alumni of the program. I think it is absolutely amazing that the two of you are co-chairing this year's class. This program does a lot of good for the public. You know, the class does something special each year. It's a legacy project, but I don't want to steal your thunder. But let's get into it right away. What is Leadership Butler County?
So I'm very excited about the Leadership Butler County program. It is actually one of the largest and longest standing leadership development programs in southeastern Pennsylvania. It had its first graduating class in 1992, and it has over 600 alumni to speak of. So I know that I speak for Ian and myself that we're very proud and excited to be a part of that 600. They've had 30 plus graduating classes, and one of their biggest programs or things that it strives to do is to cultivate the servant community leadership style. By instilling awareness of what's going on in Butler County, and not to move forward, but you know, we do have a class project every year that goes back to that servant community leadership style, and we'll talk more about that here in a little bit.
Sure. So, you know, you're talking about 600 people have gone through the program. We're talking over 30 different classes have. 30 different groups have gone through. So I believe you guys just set the record for largest class. So how many participants are in your class?
I believe we have 35 people in the class. It's a big class, and it's a go-getter type of class. I think Jamie would agree. Like, everyone was kind of ready to go. Like, from the time we started, like, our first session was in mid-September. And I swear, from like that first opening meeting, we all kind of got to know each other. And then I was like, okay, game time, let's go.
Absolutely.
So do you feel, with it being, you know, 36 is a large class. My class only had 24, 25. So with that extra 11, are you finding that to be a way to do more? Or is it a way that you're actually helping more people get through the program because it is so large?
I think it's about just keeping everyone organized. I mean, with extra people, you have extra opinions, which is definitely not a bad thing. But we're just trying to keep everyone together and kind of focus towards the same goal. So we're only together, as you know, Seth, like once a month. Yeah. So it's hard to make sure that, you know, we have all 35, 36 people moving towards the same goal at the same time, on top of everyone else's like family obligations and work obligations. It's been a unique challenge, but I think a rewarding challenge too.
I was going to say, in our last class, we did break ourselves down into smaller committees, which I think has been really successful because everybody kind of fell into their niche, either what they're already good at or something that they want to improve upon. So everybody's kind of in little groups now and then reporting back to Ian and I on the progress of the groups. And, you know, Ian and I are kind of in charge of keeping those little groups on task and in communication with each other. So that break off, I think, has been really good to help get all these ideas flowing, and not just ideas, but actually set into motion at this point.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was going to say, the biggest piece of advice I can give the two of you is the reply all button does not need to be hit when replying to an email, especially with that many people in your class.
We've had that conversation.
Oh, I thought you two would appreciate that. Well, so you guys have gone through a couple sessions already. You know, you're almost at the halfway point for your class year. You know, what sessions seem to be the favorite? Is there one that really sticks out that, you know, maybe that was the moment where it all clicked for everyone and we came together as the family that we are as part of our leadership class?
I think, and I'm not just saying this because we're talking with you and this is an Armstrong program, but I think our session at Armstrong was really when I saw like everyone really kind of mold and gel together. That, you know, we're talking about a session where we were learning about splicing, right? We're talking about putting things together. And for whatever reason, I took a second to look around. I'm like, oh, I can see literally the same thing happening with this group right now. So I would say the last session is when really things started to come together. And that was our fourth time being together. So we weren't strangers anymore. We were, as Jamie said, we were putting committees together. We had decided our project and we were really like focusing on what the goals at hand were. And it was a really cool thing to see.
How about you, for you, Jamie? Yeah. What one would you say?
Well, I have two things. I would say our initial session with all the icebreakers and everything that really stood out to me is, this is where I belong. This is definitely something that I want to be a part of. That really got me excited to move forward. But I also agree with Ian that our last session was really where everything had started to come together. We were not just spouting out ideas and wish lists and all of that. We were actually moving forward with plans and solidifying things and starting to make it happen.
Well, each class, like you mentioned, does have a project. And you recently not only selected your project, you made the announcement to the public. So what is your project for this class?
All right, so we are going to be, our class project this year is we're working with Prospect Baseball. The big initiative of our group is we're helping them fund a new concession stand. But it's going to go a lot further than that. We've already had people out at those fields helping them take fencing down. We're going to help them install new fencing. We're basically just helping them do a lot of great things to help the community. I mean, Prospect Baseball is an organization that is really affecting hundreds of kids who want to play baseball. And how can you not love that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, your class is doing a lot of heavy lift. Everyone can go on your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/leadershipbutlercounty. And there's a nice little highlight video of out in all weather, tearing down fencing and collecting up.
You said all weather. I think that morning, Jamie and I weren't there. I think they hit every season while they were there.
Well, welcome to Western Pennsylvania. But right. It's incredible what your project is because people can actually go and see the progress of what you're doing. Where, you know, some of these, like the Moraine State Park projects, were done in a time that might not have been many people out and about to go see it. Where, you know, this project, anyone can go right now and go and see the fencing all torn down right now.
I think that was a big part of why we made the decision to work with Prospect Baseball is we wanted to make sure it was an organization that was community, like front facing. We wanted the community to be involved. And, we also wanted to be partnering with an organization like Prospect Baseball that was just so 100% committed to what they were doing. They didn't necessarily need Leadership Butler County to come in and take the reins and, you know, do this for them. They were saying, hey, we have a great organization. We just need the extra hand. And so it's been so exciting working with them because they're such go-getters that they're just a joy to work with.
Well, and that helps too, right? You need a partner that's just as excited as all of you so that the effort doesn't feel wasted because you need someone that is there basically in tandem as a partnership.
I think this is an outstanding project for us to have taken on. I know that when we had all of the choices before us, this necessarily wasn't my first choice until I heard their presentation and learned more about the organization and just how many people this project affects. I mean, we're talking about kids as young as 3 years old, all the way through high school age kids. And I know that we're calling it prospect baseball, but it's more than that because they play soccer at these fields. They play softball at these fields. There's archery on these fields. And this concession stand is what funds all of these things for the season. So it really touches so many people in that community. And, you know, all of these kids have a safe, fun place to be.
That's awesome. All right, so I have to ask, how much do we need to fundraise? Because we're not just picking up and using elbow grease to make this happen.
So I think we're looking somewhere in the neighborhood between around 20. Is that right, Jamie? 20 to 25,000?
Correct. But I know that we've also talked about, I mean, we would love to fundraise twice that amount because whatever we do is going to go right back to Prospect, whether it's their concession stand, whether it's their fencing, their dugouts, their fields, it's going to go right back to them. So, you know, our commitment is we really wanted to get this concession stand for them because that is what drives their revenue to keep this up and running. And anything over and above is going to go right back into their efforts there.
Well, why don't we help by announcing at least one of the main fundraisers for your class, as it is coming up here rather shortly. So we want to make sure we get tickets sold. We want to pack the house. What is your first fundraising effort for the class?
It is the 9th annual murder mystery dinner. It's going to be held on February 10th, starting at 5:30 p.m. Tickets went on sale just last week, and they are already starting to go. Last time I checked, I believe we've sold just about half the tickets. So we're moving. It's going to be a great show. It's right before Valentine's Day, so it's kind of got a Valentine's Day feel to the show. I talked with, and I know Jamie is part of the events committee. The events committee is doing a great job getting everything ready for this show. If you've never been to a murder mystery dinner, this is certainly the one for you. And if you've been to one previously, it's a brand new show.
For the price, you cannot beat. You're going to get the One Love to Lose murder mystery show. You're going to get dinner. You're going to get your drinks. There's going to be a ton of raffles there, lots of baskets. There's some opportunities to stock your bar and win some, you know, bottles of wine or bottles of liquor. There's going to be a lot of fun extras there. For the price, you know, you cannot beat this as a fun Valentine's date or a night out with the girls or anything like that. So definitely, you know, log on, get your tickets, because like Ian said, we are about halfway sold out already.
Well, for those interested, how much are tickets?
They are $60.
All right. And say I might want to bring maybe 8 or 9 of my best friends. Can I get a table?
You certainly can. You certainly can. All right. So $650 will get you a whole table.
And that's reserved and everything. So when we show up, the table's ready for us. How can I purchase tickets?
If you want to go online to the Chamber's website, you can buy tickets there. We also have links right on our Facebook page. And I believe it's also on our Instagram page. So if you go to those posts, it's right there in the description or the comments that you can just buy tickets right there. In fact, that's how I got tickets for my wife. So.
Well, even better. So once again, that is Saturday, February 10th at the Atrium, and tickets are $60 a person or $650 for a table 10. You're securing a reservation with that. So before anyone starts to do the math, I'm going to math you here right then and now. So there's that. And then all proceeds are going back to the class project. So this is an excellent opportunity. Come out, have a wonderful night. Not only with the leadership class, because all of you will be working while the talent is putting on One Love to Lose. Are you guys looking for any donations, baskets? What can we do to help?
Yes, absolutely. We are having some raffle baskets there. Anybody, any persons or organizations that would like to donate a raffle basket would be greatly appreciated. Reach out to anyone on the leadership or in the chamber and to get those baskets to us. Whatever you can afford to give, we are most appreciative. We are also looking for some high dollar value things, TVs, grills, anything like that, for some long-term raffles that we're going to have as well. Again, all proceeds for those do benefit this project.
Awesome. Well, I know that this is your first fundraiser, and you mentioned some possible long-term fundraisers. Is there anything else going on that your class is doing, or maybe even the Prospect Baseball League is doing that you guys are helping to support?
Yeah, Prospect's going to be doing Night at the Races. I know that event's coming up. They were they only had a few horses left the last time I checked, right, Jamie?
Correct. I think it was under 10 horses left.
Oh, that's exciting. And what about you guys? Are any other long-term fundraising plans, sponsorships?
We have sponsorships that we're working on. So all the committees are getting together now, after the kind of our little holiday hiatus. The committees are getting together to kind of talk about what we're going to be doing in the future. I don't think we have anything official, but I know there's a ton of great ideas being thrown around.
Right, absolutely.
That's awesome.
More to come.
There we go. I look forward to it. Once again, facebook.com/leadershipbutlercounty for all the latest news and opportunities. But for you guys, when do you plan on having this project completed if all fundraising efforts, happen to finish up before you anticipate it?
I think the goal is by the time we graduate, we want to be kind of where we're at, near completion. I think, Jamie and I have talked about that, of wanting to make sure that, when we are graduating, when we're having that moment of celebration, that we have something physically to celebrate.
The goal was to have get started here in the spring with the teardown and, the installation and the build of things. So like Ian said, we would love to have this completed by the time we're done.
Yeah, and it's great to have a ribbon cutting and, photo op with the class one last final time before y'all go your different ways. But it's something you can all come back and remember that you had such an amazing effort in doing. Any last minute things that we might have forgot that you would like to share with our audience today?
I think the only thing is, please come out and help us, fulfill this project. This is such a great benefit to the community. I mean, we didn't even mention that Prospect Baseball is helping East Butler. So East Butler Baseball is going to be playing there this year as well. That's such a big thing as well. So, Prospect Baseball is helping just so many children, and we need your help so that way they can continue to give kids a chance to play baseball. And if you ever played sports as a kid or your kids play, you understand how big of an impact that can have on their lives. And so we're just trying to make sure that they can continue doing that the best possible way.
Jamie, any last words?
No, I just echo those sentiments. I mean, please come out, please donate, please give to our raffles, anything, because it is all about the kids and the community.
Well said. Once again, Leadership Butler County Class of 2024 presents the 9th Annual Murder Mystery Dinner Soap Opera One Love to Lose on Saturday, February 10th, 2024, 5:30 p.m. at the Atrium. Tickets are only $60 a person, but they are going fast. So please reach out via the Facebook page or the Butler County Chamber website, butlercountychamber.com. Hurry and purchase, as they will sell out. And I guarantee this is one of the best nights of the year. Jamie and Ian, I wish you two the best. Any way I can help you, please let me know. I want to see this thing to completion, as Prospect Baseball is doing a lot for our youth. And I want to see you guys complete this project way ahead of time. You're doing great things.
Well, hopefully, Seth, we see you and 9 of your closest friends on February 10th.
Exactly. Get a table, Seth.
There we go. Nothing says I love you guys like purchasing a table of 10, right?
Exactly.
Well, for Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news. All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.